The rise of female breadwinners is transforming society in so many ways. In an upcoming book, The Richer Sex, Washington Post reporter Liza Mundy investigates this phenomenon and joins us live this morning. Liza, good morning. It's great to have you with us.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
So what have we found here? What are the dynamics that are in place here? Is there a relationship between what happens to relationships and women's success in the workplace?
Well, as I say in my book, nearly 40% of working wives now out-earn their husbands. And I think, you know, on balance, this is going to be a very good thing going ahead. I think it's good for women to be economically empowered in their relationships. It's a pretty new thing for women. And it's good for men because it gives them a lot more flexibility and options in life.
Well, you know, for men that aren't bothered by this at all, it seems so strange that there are men who are so threatened by it and that women actually have to kind of hide the fact that they're so successful sometimes.
Well, it's true. Studies show that for men, when they rank traits in a marital partner, financial prospects in a woman has risen as a trait that they desire. But women haven't necessarily gotten this message, and women do fear that their earnings are going to be off-putting to men. And just as you say, they do sometimes develop strategies to hide their earnings, and they actually sometimes lie about what they do.
Well, obviously, we can see all of these changes. I mean, they didn't happen overnight. They've been happening to all of us over a long period of time, affecting both men and women. Do you have any sense where we're headed and how much better off we might be in that direction?
Yes, it's just as you say, these changes have been taking place for quite some time. The percentage of wives out-earning husbands has been rising steadily since the late 80s. In part, it's because women outnumber men on college campuses now. Women are almost 60% of college and university students. That's a good thing for women. I think, you know, it would be good for more men to get a college degree because also changes in the economy are eroding our high-paying industrial jobs that used to be available to high school graduates, and that's what's hurting men. So, you know, I think we could see a day when 50% of working wives or more are out earning their husbands. I'm not sure why this trend would stop. It would be good, as I said, if more men were finishing college.
Is there a way to measure whether relationships are actually different and how it's affected by the fact that there is a high-earning woman in the relationship?
Well, it varies from couple to couple. And just as you say, some men can be threatened by it. Sometimes women can have a problem with it. I mean, women have traditionally expected equality in relationships. That's what women, you know, talk about. They say they want a man who is on my level. And sometimes when the woman starts pulling ahead, she has to kind of rethink things.
Well, now, Liza, what does this have to do with equality in a relationship? This is just how much money we make.
Right. As I said, I think in the long run, it's going to be a very good thing for relationships. I mean, couples are going to be able to make decisions about who's going to be the primary earner, who's going to be the secondary supportive spouse, based on who wants to do what, based on, you know, affinity and preferences, and not based right. on sort of stereotypical notions about who's better suited for what. So I think it's going to be a good thing for relationships and a good thing for men.
Freedom.
Certainly is an interesting dynamic in relationships. Yeah. Anyway, Liza, thanks. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Liza Mundy. The book is The Richer Sex, and Liza Mundy is a reporter for The Washington Post.